Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, October 14th, 2013. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal.
Please join me in a moment of silence. Lolita Ramos, great lady, great public servant. Lord, we ask you to lift up the family of Lolita. Give them comfort during this time, difficult time. Lord, we thank you for the blessings Lolita gave to us for many years of service to this county, to its citizens. She was a blessing to us all, a great person, someone that we could always look to for advice, encouragement. It was an honor to work with her. Lord, give us all comfort during this time, all her friends and family. Lord, bring us closer to you. Fill our minds with your wisdom. Lead us and guide us. Forgive us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Please join me. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for an invitation for bids for a term contract catalog pricing for janitorial supplies for the county. Item B is to receive and file bids for a rebid of the Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7 Ditch Main B Diversion. That's a project funded by the Texas Department of Rural Affairs grant administered by the Texas General Land Office. It was for Hurricane Ike. Item C is to consider and approve specification for a request for proposals for development proposals for Ford Park Convention Hotel and Water Park. Item D is to consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid for a term contract for elevator maintenance and repair for Jefferson County. Item E is to award the rebid to Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7 Ditch Main B Diversion to MK Constructors in the amount of $2,961,035. That's that Hurricane Ike grant funded project. Item F is considering possibly approving amendment number 1 to contract for janitorial services for Jefferson County that will add janitorial services for the Hampshire building located at 19217 FM 365 in Hampshire in the amount of $16,801.20 annually. Item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a business class customer service order for new connections for public internet for a total of $111.10 monthly and a one-time installation fee of $200. Item H is to consider and possibly approve gas transportation agreement with Texas Gas Service Company for the Jefferson County Correctional Facility beginning November 1st, 2013 and ending October 31st, 2014. And item I is to consider and possibly approve disposal of scrap metal property. That scrap is to be transported to a metal salvage company and they're sold for such prices it may command with the funds being returned to the county. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Pardon me? Well, this is just a request for proposals. It's not us selecting anything. It's just to see what we get back from our request. It could be any business that could respond, and then we'll have a workshop at that time to make a decision.
Being a
They were in the packet. I'm afraid if we put this off, that we may lose an opportunity.
They're very generic in their asking the response.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion. Okay, all in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed? Okay.
Real quick, Judge, Miss, it wasn't in the packet, and that's part of, you said it's very general, is what you said?
Yes, sir.
And that's pretty much standard what we do?
On an RFP, yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm sorry y'all didn't get to look at it, but I'll agree that if there are problems with it after you have the opportunity to review it after court, since I've had the opportunity to review them, that I'll agree to hold a special meeting this week if need be. Please do. Okay, any other discussion? All right, moving on to County Airport. Item A is to receive and file executed amendment to land lease agreement between Jefferson County and William F. Scott 1991 Trust for property lease at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? I'm out of order. Okay. Okay, then we'll go to Commissioner's Court. Item A is to receive and file executed collective bargaining agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Jefferson County Deputy Constable Association for the period October 1st, 2013 through September 30th, 2014. Item B is to consider and possibly receive a presentation from the 4-H Youth Development Program. And item C is to receive and file an executed professional services agreement between Jefferson County and Tim Richardson for services regarding Jefferson County's activities associated with seeking funding from the state of Texas that they will receive for the BP Deepwater Horizon Restoration Fund. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Starla? Since we entered a proclamation in your support of 4-H last week, and I neglected to tell you that we were meeting early last week, I wanted y'all to have the opportunity to come back.
Thank you for having us back. Thank you, Judge Brannick and Commissioners, for declaring October 6th through 12th, 2013, National 4-H Week in Jefferson County. I'm Lauren Calhoun from Grace 4-H Club. I'm the chairman of the Jefferson County Youth Council and president of my club and serve on the District 4-H Youth Council. I'm here today representing my fellow youth council officers, Emily DeVille, Reach 4-H Club, Charles Leonio, Mid-County 4-H Club, Kelly Stokes, Mid-County 4-H Club, Jamie DeVille, Reach 4-H Club, Carrie Perry, Reach 4-H Club, and Logan Perry, Reach 4-H Club, as well as Keely Morgan from Amelia 4-H Club, a member of the state, district, and county 4-H councils, along with 230 Jefferson County youth that participate in our 9 local 4-H clubs. For more than 105 years, the 4-H program of Texas has been engaging youth in activities that help develop skills for a lifetime. These skills range from communication to community service, and from goal setting to leadership. Regardless of the skill learned, the benefits gathered from a young person participating in the 4-H program are priceless. We are a community of young people learning leadership, citizenship, and life skills. In Jefferson County in 2012-2013, we had 8,198 youth participate in the 4-H programs that offer the opportunity to succeed by learning life skills. There were 74 entries at county competitions, with 25 at the district level, and 11 senior 4-H members participated at the state competitions. We had 94 4-H entries show in the South Texas State Fair. This year, we also contributed to the community by donating cookies to the nursing home, bicycles for military kids, winter clothing and cleaning supplies to the Salvation Army and the Port Arthur Hospitality Center, and monetary donations to Buck Nurse. 4-H is unique in that it offers experiences to both urban and rural youth. By providing the opportunity to participate in community 4-H clubs, learning experiences in school classrooms, day and overnight camps, and other special interest opportunities. A young person's experiences in 4-H makes a difference for a lifetime by allowing them to grow and appreciate the importance of being a good citizen, a strong leader, and a person of character. Texas 4-H members have always been proud of their communities they call home. Whether they live in cities, towns, or rural areas, 4-Hers make their communities better year-round, but they couldn't do it without help. One Day 4-H was created in 2009 as a way for all 4-H members to say thank you to their communities, counties, and state for all their support they have provided to 4-H for over 100 years. Now in its fifth year, One Day 4-H was held on October 12, 2013 in every county across Texas. 4-H members, adult volunteers, and friends will help improve their communities by adopting a service project. We again hosted a food drive that benefited the Southeast Texas Food Bank with the support of HEB in Beaumont and the Market Basket on 365 in Nederland, as we targeted hunger in Jefferson County. This year we collected 2,958 pounds of food. We thank everyone who helped with the donations for the food bank. We would also like to thank Gigi's Cupcakes, who sponsored our Celebrate 4-H Cupcake in honor of National 4-H Week in Jefferson County, a special program that gives youth a chance to learn together. So again, on behalf of the Jefferson County, we would like to thank you for your continued support for our 4-H program. Thank you.
Commissioner Weaver and Commissioner Alfred, we really apologize to you, but we did give the cupcakes last Monday as a token of our appreciation. So I'm sorry y'all didn't get a cupcake, but you can ask Judge Brannick and Commissioner Senegal, and I don't know about Commissioner Arnold because I gave his cupcake to his secretary, so he may not have gotten it either. Yeah. So we just wanted to say, but everybody got their little bags, so that's our little token of appreciation for everything that y'all do. Thank you.
I wasn't sure at first how the stand and the little glass thing worked together, but after I figured it out, that's very unique. Thank you very much.
the officials wish to bring to the attention of the public?
Yes, Judge, and court, and I'd just like to say, echo Commissioner Weaver's thoughts. Miss Lolita, I first encountered her when I would come to jury duty, never imagining being sitting here working alongside her. Her brother-in-law works for me, and her sister's a good supporter and friend of mine. And I tell you, she fought a good fight, and they kept me up on her, how she was in the hospital. So I want to say we all need to just pray for the family. I will, and consider that it could be us tomorrow. Thank you.
Judge, I will echo what Commissioner Senegal said and Commissioner Weaver. I had an opportunity to talk to her before she had her last surgery. I called her. She called me back. And she was strong voice, will strong. And all I can say is we have lost a true public servant. And I hope and pray that everyone in this community realize that and pray for the family. Thank you.